This is our number 10.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It is a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. So in your newscast, and I don't want to get too Seattle-centric because we have a lot of listeners who don't live in Seattle.
Correct.
But this whole bicycle dispute, as you know, I'm a bicycle commuter.
Yes. Now you are part of that.
Yes.
Contingency.
And the Cascade Bicycle Club sent me that nice welcome tweet.
Yes.
Last week. But have you seen? So the story is they were going to put in bike lanes on 35th Northeast, kind of close to your neighborhood.
In my neighborhood.
And then they decided, no, because the neighbors and the business owners, they said, no, you can't do that. You're going to take out all the parking on this busy street. So instead, they made it one lane each direction, a big, huge turn lane, mm-hmm. and parking on one side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
And so then these bicycle advocates, they released a video last week, and it showed that cars weren't slowing down to go around the bicycle. They would just go around them by going into the middle turn lane.
Yep.
Which is a nice, courteous thing for a driver to do. Just go around the bicyclist. And look, I have Burke Gilman for much of my ride, but I got to ride on East Lake, which is another road that they want to put on a bike lane diet. And I did this years back when I used to bicycle commute, and I've been doing it the last 2 weeks. And yeah, I'm sharing a busy arterial with cars. But the fact of the matter is, 97% of the users of 35th Northeast are in a car, and they're not on a bicycle. And maybe the bicycles should get off the arterial. Maybe they should go four blocks east to 39th, where they have a nice throughway.
They do.
And they could do that and not be mixing it up with cars on the busiest arterial. They could go a few blocks further east and get on the Burke Gilman Trail. They could go one block west and get on 34th and just ride on side streets if you're nervous about cars.
And honestly, there is a stretch. Okay, now, and this is not 35th, but they've also done it to 65th and 75th. I mean, there are stretches where 35th is flat, so bikers would use that street. But there are other places where they've put bike lanes that I have not seen.
Well, of course
bikers
not.
When there's hills.
And who knows if that bike video wasn't completely manufactured by these people who are trying to get the road changed. You know, they could have gotten their buddy in a van to swoop around them while they were wearing their GoPro cam, and then they go to the city council, and the city council is so gullible, they'll accept anything and everything at face value. So
the Seattle Times report now says, though, that they're so worried about the safety on 35th that they're trying to put pressure, even considering limiting what the city transportation department can spend on other projects until 35th
right.
is redone.
Yeah, so let's torture the 97% of car drivers who use roads so that we can cater to the 3% of us. And I'm part of it. The 3% of us who ride bikes. It's ridiculous. The road should be, the major arterial should be for cars, and if bikers want to share it, then share it at your own peril. Otherwise, get the heck off the arterial, for crying out loud. Stop whining about it. And then, Nicole, is this real, what you just forwarded to me?
Well, this listener sends me a lot of stuff, and I've never, you know, it's all been pretty accurate.
So a listener just sent us a picture that was taken at a Sound Transit station. And it's a Sound Transit logo, looks like a professionally produced sign that's tacked up to the wall there.
It says it was on his ride from Angle Lake to Seattle this morning.
So that's in the south end.
Pretty.
If this is real, this is unbelievable, even by Sound Transit and Seattle Lib standards.
So what is it?
Sad if somebody took the time to make that sticker just to show us.
Attention riders. If you are asked for your Link ticket or Orca card, be sure to produce it slowly. And slowly is in big block letters. If you're asked for your Link ticket or Orca card, be sure to produce it slowly. Why would Sound Transit tell people to produce their tickets slowly if they're asked for it.
So that someone doesn't think that they're pulling out a weapon?
That was my first thought.
Yeah, that would have been my first thought.
Okay.
Let me read on.
Oh, no.
This gives riders who couldn't afford a ticket time to off-board. Questions, comments, hashtag LinkFair. Will you check out that LinkFair hashtag?
Sure.
And see if that's legit. So, so if you're a deadbeat loser, Sound Transit, if you're stealing from the taxpayers, because that's what you do, and by the way, most of the people who ride probably don't buy tickets because there's such weak enforcement. You don't believe that? You think most of them buy tickets on Sound Transit?
Every time I've used Sound Transit, and I've used the light rail, I do see people swiping through. A lot of them have the cards.
Some do. But
I will just tell you this, and I felt so guilty. Went to Pike Place Market. It's a great thing, you know, using light rail to go to Pike Place Market. It was great. On my way back, I didn't realize I'd purchased a two-way ticket, and I'd thrown away. So I was riding with, and I was thinking, if someone comes in and checks me.
You're not going to get busted. They don't enforce it. It's unfair to the poor.
My husband says sometimes they do. Okay,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, but it's rare enough.
Okay.
But they actually have a sign. What are you finding on this hashtag?
Yeah, nothing.
Okay. They actually have a sign. If you're asked for your link ticket or ORC card, be sure to produce it slowly. This gives riders who couldn't afford a ticket time to off-board.
And it's link fair, F-A-I-R.
Yeah.
As in, it's fair. That
might not be put up by Sound Transit. That could be put up by...
And it's got a Sound Transit logo. It's a four-color print job, which is not cheap.
How about we have our desk check?
Yes, we must.
Yes. Because
they won't answer if we call. But if that's the case, if they're telling, giving strategies for the deadbeat loser thieves who are riding for free, we got to find out about that. But, I mean, let's face it, though. On the Sound Transit, every time, how much is a ticket to ride the light rail?
Okay. So both ways was like $5.
Okay, $5. For a round trip?
Yes.
Okay. While you paid $5, the taxpayers paid roughly $140 for your round trip. That's how much each trip is subsidized by the taxpayers when you amortize the entire cost of
but
Sound
years
Transit.
And years and years down the road, it'll be worth it.
No, it will not. It'll never, ever, ever be worth it.
There are people, whenever I go on light rail, it's not empty. It's not like those streetcars.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it's a $5, I mean, if it's a $150 ride and you only got to pay $5, of course people are going to do that. But it hasn't reduced gridlock at all. I mean, absolutely no change in gridlock in the region. And it's an unbelievable ripoff. So we'll find out if this is legit. We just got this from a listener, so I got to find out about that. Okay, let's get into the rest of the Fastest 15. So there's a very tasty barbecue place called Jack's Barbecue. And they have a couple of locations. And there's a guy running for Seattle City Council named Ari Hoffman. He's been on our show a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And seems like a good guy. Seems like a guy who wants to clean up the streets, wants to, you know, do something about the heroin problem and the homelessness problem. I like him. So last night, he scheduled a fundraiser for Jack's Barbecue. And our colleague Jason Rance wrote about this at My Northwest. And this is just, again, the tyranny of the social justice warriors. They don't like Ari Hoffman because he wants to actually do something about the heroin and homelessness problem. And so apparently Jack started getting phone calls and tweets early yesterday saying, if you host this event, we will never eat there again. And I really doubt the people who send that are probably all vegans. They don't eat barbecue to begin with. And I'm guessing that they weren't going to cost Jack's any business. But the owner of Jack's, he talked to Jason. And he said, I'm just trying to run a restaurant. I don't do political stuff. And so they canceled the Ari Hoffman fundraiser, which I just think is ridiculous. That because you get a few angry calls from some social justice warriors, but it also just reveals the tyranny of the left, where they don't want to have a conversation. They don't want any other voices to be part of the conversation. They just want to destroy and silence anybody who comes in with ideas of reform or anything that isn't radical leftist. And so, you know, as Jason said, I don't think people should boycott Jax because of this. I think, you know, good place. He sounds like a good guy who's trying to run a good business. But this for him and everybody else, you have to stop giving in to these social justice warriors and their fake boycotts. I have sponsors who get calls once in a while, and they know how well my listeners support them, and so they don't let it bother them. But, you know, these businesses that are all of a sudden caught in a maelstrom that they've never been a part of before, they panic when a few people say, yes, I'm going to boycott you. But you can't play the game, and you can't be a part of this leftist tyranny that has taken over our region. And so it's all an effort to silence the speech with which they disagree, not to have a debate, not to win in a conversation, but to silence any opposition. And so that's what they did with this fundraiser last night that got canceled at the last minute. Next up in the Fastest 15, it is another I Told You So, as the Tacoma schools are now announcing major budget cutbacks. The Tacoma Schools says they're facing about a $12 million budget shortfall. At Cairo 7 TV, Ranjay Sinha talked about the school cuts that are coming there.
Increases in costs for the 2019-2020 school year add up to $43.6 million. So the district is proposing several measures to balance the budget with millions of dollars in reductions, but the impact will be felt in different ways. There will be 156 fewer staff positions for the 2019-2020 school year. Some positions were eliminated this past school year. Next year, the district will lose about 116 positions in schools, nearly 40 positions among administration and staff. Also, the district says for the first time in 6 years, meal costs could rise, and the school board is weighing a price increase of 25 cents on meals.
So this is for one reason and one reason only, and it's a big fat I told you so. So the teachers could get their massive, unsustainable raises, and this was all pre-programmed. This was all a produced plan to say we've got to have massive cutbacks because we can't afford the teachers' raises, and then use that as a, oh, we don't want to fire 116 people. Raise your taxes and save those jobs. And if people fall for that, they just continue to be the biggest fools imaginable, because all of this has been very carefully orchestrated by the teachers' union. And if the teachers, if they decided, hey, I want 116 of my colleagues to be fired so I could get my massive raise, let them live with that on their conscience. Next up in the Fast 15. So do you know what happened to Eric Trump two nights ago?
Yes.
Eric Trump was at a upscale cocktail bar in Chicago, and a cocktail waitress, she was just being obnoxious, talking loudly about how much she hates his dad, and, you know, saying it to everybody who could hear her. And then she just kept getting more and more worked up, and she couldn't stand it anymore. So she walked up and spit in Eric Trump's face. And
ridiculous.
Well, ridiculous.
Disgusting.
And what I said yesterday is, you know, I know a lot of you disagree with me on this. I think Trump's a good president. I think he's done a very good job on the issues I care about. But almost as much as any reason why I want to see him reelected is so that women like this, or I mean haters like this, regardless of gender, because there are an infinite number of genders, you know, but so that haters like this can just be tortured for another 4 years. If they have allowed themselves to get so twisted up with hate that they could possibly, I mean, can you imagine what's inside of you that could lead you to spit in another human being's face? How contorted with hatred you are with every fiber of your being. So I'm just sick to report this side of the story. That waitress, somebody started a GoFundMe for her, and so far she's gotten $4,000 in donations because she spit in the face of the president's son. The goal of the GoFundMe was to get $5,000, and they quickly got up over $4,000. They've probably reached the goal by now because this was a few hours ago when I last checked. So she's being rewarded for being such a hateful, bile-filled human being.
And the restaurant did what, you know, they should have done, which is she was fired.
I hadn't heard that because as of yesterday's show, the restaurant owner was out of town and hadn't commented.
So the GoFundMe campaign says, it's by a friend of this woman and says, my friend allegedly spat on Eric Trump and got fired. You know,
there's nothing allegedly. Secret Service.
That's what happens when we bring the crises from our neighborhoods to the people causing getting rich off these crises.
Every single person who donated to that GoFundMe is as filled with hatred and bile as that disgusting pig of a human being who spit in somebody's face because she didn't like his father. Next up in the Fastest 15. Oh, this story is just... You and I just talked a couple weeks ago. You like snorkeling when you go to Hawaii. I've snorkeled in a variety of places. The Caribbean. I love the Caribbean.
Me too.
I wish the Caribbean wasn't quite so far away.
But then it wouldn't be the Caribbean.
I wish we could move it closer to here.
Overrun.
I know. Have I ever told you my absolute all-time dream vacation?
No.
I won't be able to tell this story. I'll tell you right after the news.
Okay.
Because we're going to do an extended Fast 15. I'll tell you my all-time dream vacation. But anyway, I've gone to the Bahamas. I've gone to other places in the Caribbean. Always go snorkeling. A 21-year-old, I say young woman, but it's a girl. I mean, she looks about 16 in the pictures I've seen. California college student. She was in the Bahamas with her parents. And with mom and dad watching, they saw three sharks come closer and closer. They're screaming at her to get out of the water, and she didn't hear them in time. And the three sharks attacked the 21-year-old, and they killed her. They ripped off her right arm. They bit her both legs and the buttocks. Some people were able to drag her out of the body, and they tried rushing her to a hospital, but there was too much... Can you imagine the parents watch and they saw it coming and they were screaming at her to get out, get out.
So helpless.
Oh, it's one of the worst stories imaginable. Trying to go on a dream vacation with your kid and something like that happens. Ah, bless their family. Okay, let me take a quick time out. I'm going to extend it into a second 15 and I will share with you. I don't know if I've ever talked about this. My all-time dream vacation, which I've told my wife we have to do in the summer of 20. If I really am focused. I've set that as a goal, but I'll share that with you. And lots more in the news next on the Dory Monson Show. Show halfway done already? It's just flying by.
It is. This whole week is flying by.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, it's already Wednesday.
Hey, by the way, Sean, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, I'd love to.
But either Tuesday, 2 days ago, or I think it was Thursday last week.
Yes.
I raced out to my car after the show.
Oh, wait, today is Thursday.
No, that's why I gave you the look. I thought you were being funny. I raced out to my car, and I heard your show closer hump day line.
Right.
But it wasn't on a Wednesday.
I know, it was on a Thursday.
It was last Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was a Wednesday.
Okay.
Well, and it was something that Candy, Mike, and Todd used. Candy plays that for Mike.
So I played it first.
Sean messed up totally.
They're playing some of our liners?
Yeah. I started first with the hump day thing, and then the afternoon show.
It was the Mike.
Yeah,
Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
ripping us off, man.
I don't like that.
I don't appreciate it either.
We're going to have a talking to.
And anyway, I'm a sound man on their show, too, and I don't know what to do about it, Dory.
Don't allow it. Don't look. Stand up. Stand up for the big
I'm
dogs.
I'm standing up right now.
Stand up for the big dogs.
Ruff.
I'm the one who lets you get away with playing hump day liners on Thursday.
I know, and I appreciate that, boss. I do.
What I'm here for.
And now I'm even more excited because it's Thursday.
What's the matter with you?
You're so joyful right now.
I am ready for Friday. Can you tell?
Oh, yeah, not me. I wish this week could go on forever. No, so anyway, so I was mentioning right before, do you have an all-time dream vacation? Do you have one in mind that you have not yet done?
Yes.
What? Okay, what's yours?
Well, I would like to go to Australia and then, like, the cruise that goes Australia, New Zealand, whatchamacallit, what are those islands down there that I told you I want to go to?
Yeah, the Galapagos.
No.
Borneo.
Yeah. Fiji.
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 No, yeah. Come
this
on.
This is great. This
okay.
is nice.
Dang yes. it. Hold on. I'll get it.
Okay. Mahi Mahi.
No, it's so easy.
Okay.
Easter Island.
Jeez.
Island of Desperation.
That's yours.
Uh-huh.
Do you have an all-time dream?
Yes. I would honestly like to but this is a long vacation. This would be to travel around the world.
You don't want to do that.
Oh, I do.
No, you'll get so. I did the 6 weeks around Europe.
By That's week, too much.
By week
six
three.
6 weeks.
By week three, I wanted out.
No.
Yeah. I did. Midway point, we got this apartment in Venice. And I remember we checked in. I flopped on the bed. And I said to my wife, like a four-year-old, I have to get home. I have to get home. I have to get home. I just had we'd been sleeping five of us. First of all, you can't have more than four in those tiny European motel rooms. And so we would sneak in. My wife would walk in with one of our daughters, and then I'd wait 5 minutes and walk in with two of our daughters.
Oh no.
So we could sneak five into the room because it was all we could afford to do the trip. Yeah, it's too long, the around the world thing.
Hmm.
But yeah, go ahead and do it.
I will eventually.
I think it'd be a great retirement just to live on the boat and
here's the one that I want to do for next summer, but I have to find the right people. Because one of my favorite vacations ever, we had four families, three of whom had kids, and we went river rafting in Idaho. And it was, we had about 16 in our group, and a couple of us kind of kayaked the whole river, even over 20-foot waterfalls. I kayaked over a 20-foot waterfall, which was crazy. Wow. And we knew everybody. We were friends with everybody in our group. And so when we would camp by the river at night, it would just be all our friends and our kids' friends. And it was just fabulous. So my dream, and I thought about it when we did that Caribbean story last section, I want to rent either a big catamaran or a yacht and split it with three or four other families, depending on what the capacity is. And they will take you, you have your own private captain and cook, and they will take you into little coves, and they will go wherever you want. And I want the boat to have a Sea-Doo that you can launch from it, so I could ride a Sea-Doo in the open ocean of the Caribbean. And they cook for
nice,
you.
Nice, yeah.
You sleep on the boat at night. You can determine your itinerary with them. And I've done a ton of research on this.
And you don't think you would get like too cramped in that boat for
well, that's
that
why
long period
it would
of time?
Have to be the perfect people to go with. And, so we'd have to find about three or four other couples or families, because I'd love to bring our kids, but that to me, that's my all-time dream, and I've been talking about it for years. I've been researching it lately, and who's done something like that?
Who's that?
Our old friend and colleague, Tony Miner.
Oh, yeah.
And Tony gets sick of me, because I talk to him about it every time I talk to him, and he says, why haven't you done this yet?
Right.
So, but he's got...
So 2020, we're going to hold you to it.
I'm really precise with my goal setting. So I have to, if we can find the right families to do it with, but that's going to be the hardest part. It's going
to
be
I'm
real
almost
challenge.
Afraid to ask would my family count, but we'll talk about that off air.
Yeah, we'll see.
Except I don't share the same dream, so you're off the hook.
That doesn't sound good to you? Really?
No.
Really?
Some of it, but not for long extent. And I would probably not want to have a big, big group either.
Oh, if it's all your close friends?
Yeah, but even then you find out things that you're like, ugh.
Well, sometimes the friends don't get along with the other friends, right. And it becomes drama.
That's the challenge. No, that's the biggest challenge, because we know we'd like to ask them and them, but we're not sure that they would get along as fabulously as we do with them. And then there's the X factor. Who wants to be on the sea in a boat with me for 10 days?
What if the weather turns and it doesn't go, you know, then you're stuck.
Yeah, but they'll dodge. Oh, that's the best. Okay, I said
anyway, but that sounds really good.
I can't wait. I can't wait for that.
So Tahiti is what I was talking about.
Sure.
There you go.
Okay. okay, I said I had an expanded Fast 15, and then I just blabbed about this vacation thing. So let me take the quickest of timeouts, and then we do have a lot of other news we're going to sift through as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. Guest that's coming on tomorrow on the big show?
Sure.
Is that locked in?
Confirmed.
Is that confirmed?
It's confirmed.
Washington State Governor will appear with me tomorrow afternoon on the big show. Gary Locke will be here with us.
Are you supposed to say former? Actually, you know what? He identifies as governor.
Yeah, no, you still refer to them after they've been out of office forever. You still are supposed to address them governor.
Okay.
So he's Governor Gary Locke.
There we go.
The last time I had Gary Locke on the show?
I do not.
I had my wife and girls and I. He was still governor at the time. My wife and girls and I, we... I said I have all these Fastest 15 stories. I just feel like chit-chatting
today. We got to three.
we went on a vacation. My girls were pretty young. Well, Gary Locke was governor, so it was probably, 16, 17 years ago. And this was in our previous house. And we parked in the garage, and we opened the door, and the garage was linked up to our basement. And we're walking down the hallway, and water was streaming out of a light fixture in our basement, in the ceiling of our basement hallway. That's never good when you're coming home from vacation. So now I'm just, and it was about 2 a.m. We'd been we'd been in Chicago in a lightning delay for hours. And our flight, we sat on the plane for hours just waiting to get cleared to go. And it was like a 4-hour delay. So we're just exhausted. We get in about 2 a.m., get into the house, and there's water streaming out of an upstairs fixture. And so I go up. We had a little powder room bathroom, and something had failed on the toilet, and the toilet just was dripping water. A steady stream of water. And it may have happened because one of our girls used the bathroom as we were going out to the car to leave for vacation.
Yikes.
And it could have been running for a solid week. And
Most likely.
It did so much damage. And water damage is so awful to deal with because I remember our insurance company, it was Pemco, and they were just awesome. They were just fantastic. But, you have to replace all your drywall, and you got to make sure you have no mold, no, any of that. And then I was talking about, I got to fix this toilet. I didn't have any money. I can't just give money to a plumber. So I'm telling this story on the air, and the current governor of Washington State, Gary Locke, calls in and asks if I want him to fix my toilet for me.
Really?
Yeah, because one of his big hobbies was plumbing. I'm not making this up.
Did you take him up on it?
So I said yes, because I thought it'd be kind of entertaining for show purposes. But then that night, it was about 7 o'clock that evening, and my phone rings, and it's Governor Gary Locke. And he goes, do you still want me to come by tonight? And because he had some event up in Seattle, he goes, before I go back to Olympia... Do you want me to come by? And if
you told them no,
I had to. I couldn't ask the governor of the state to come and repair my toilet.
Oh, that just didn't. So nice.
It was very nice. It was very sweet of him.
But that's the last time you've talked?
We might have talked after that. I don't know. See, here's the thing with governors, it always starts really good for them.
Yes. Somewhere it goes south.
Yeah, Gary Locke and I, we have our little toilet bonding, and then probably at some point I disagreed with him on some issues.
Well, he asked to come on tomorrow, actually.
Yeah, I've always liked the man. Fine. Yeah, but in Jay Inslee, we played basketball together, and we seemed to be, hitting it off pretty good. And then he just went off the deep end politically, and I had to choose between my listeners or my friendship. And I will always, always choose my listeners if the friendship is as weak as mine and Jay Inslee's was to begin with. I mean, I wouldn't choose listeners over you.
Brock.
Yeah, Wyman. I'm not going to choose listeners over any of you guys. But Inslee, So I decided to just stay true to everything. Okay, we'll have more of Inslee in the debate in the big lead at 2. There was one moment. This may have been the most ridiculous moment in the debate last night. Julian Castro, who, in effort to sound as woke as possible, just ended up sounding as insane as possible.
I guess it would. I don't believe only in reproductive freedom. I believe in reproductive justice. And, what that means is that just...
What does that mean? I don't believe in reproductive freedom. I believe in reproductive justice. And, some people erupted. Woo! Woo! What does that mean?
Reproductive justice. What that means is that just because a woman, or let's also not forget someone in the trans community, a trans female, is poor, doesn't mean they shouldn't have the right to exercise that right to choose. And so I absolutely would cover the right to have an abortion. More than that, everybody in this crowd and watching.
To be the social justice warrior that you have to be to win on the Democrat side. He will provide abortions not only for women, but also for biological men. So even if you don't have a uterus, he will pay for your abortion. Woo! Yeah! Frankly, that's not going to cost us a fortune as taxpayers. Bunch of maroons. Okay, big lead of 2 coming up next.